kuti sembiko ino
kubiselate emsakazweni kama usipongwenya lapha eGoli ngokutabuka ntabuka eplan 3M pandeni andole ukuthisana na ma-analyst kene emsakazweni lapho umabhena lalo omunye ubaba okhuluma esedulwayo e-analyst kena indaba ye-NATO le-Russia i-NATO ayikazi yaba yi-threat ye-Russia ngakho ukuthi i-NATO isizathu ikhona namhlanje kunxa yokuthi ivikele labo abanezandla ezimfitshane abangakhoni ukuzilwela lokuzivikela esikhwageni lesikholo lesi esibizwa ukuthi ayi-Russia ungabheka amazwe ase-Eastern Europe lapho abaleka angena kunatho kungenxa yokuthi ngoba saba isikhwaga lesi abathi ngu-Russia bazibona bengavikelekanga ku-Russia ngoba i-Russia injongo yayo ukuthi ibuyele lona la mazwe abiza kuthiwa yi-Soviet Union kudala iyabambe ngodli angena ngaphansi kwayo yikho nje sibona impilo yase-Ukraine namhla yinjongo ye-Russia laphana hhayi ukuthi NATO i-threat kwathintini i-Russia ifuna ukuthi ithathe umbuso ikhiphe laba abasembusweni e-Ukraine ifake i-puppet government yayo yiyo okudala lokuzama behluleka manje bayibona ukuthi into yabo angeke iyenzeke yikho sebezama ukuthi balwe ukuthi basuse i-government ekhona manje eyase-Ukraine injongo sisizwile besithi baca-liberate abantu base-Ukraine kodwa ngizuza ukuthi ubaliberate kanjani abantu abangafuniyo ngoba kuyabona ise-Ukraine ukuthi bayizonda lokuyizonda i-Russia ngisho lalaba abakhulumisa i-Russia abayifuni
sanibonani Ntunga liyaphila hhayi thina siyaphila Ntunga zamani ukufundisa abantu nxa bekhuluma kustudio 7 libatshele istudio 7 asiyo yokuthethisa abantu abanye basuka babe sebethathe ngani umsakazo lowo ngowabo kathi mina liyabalisanza inhlelo lezi ukuthi zibe ngezomuntu wonke abanye zicela sebengani sezibane inkisihliziyo lokuthi bakhulume ngayo ngoba uyafica abanye sebeyenza ngani kuthiwa ngiyawo ekhuluma okakhe yabe efake inhlamba kulokuthi afake imibono ezwakalayo ukuthi yena ufuna kube njani elizweni hhayi ufunga ukuthi ubani yinja ubani ngabe uyabulawa ubani ngabe kuyabuye amabhomba abathi bachayele izulu zinhlamba zonke leziyani kathi thina siyaba singafuni kube njalo veke izizathu la ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthi ilizwe nxa libusa libuswe njalo nxa wena usuyapha ngokukhuluma inhlamba pho usasa nxa usubusa uyabasubusa uhlezi phezu kwenduku abantu baphonga ulalela wena bangasoze baphenduze ngendlela oyabe uyiyo yona lokubuseni uzaba njalo awe kutshintshi
Salubonani basakazi Studio 7 bingelele labalaleli mina nginombono lapho ukuthi kanti lo mbuzo engizibuza wona ukuthi kanti abaholi bethu abangama-members laphana ephalamende amalunga ephalamende imithetho eyinye abasuka beyibhasisa lo minister of finance osuka eyibhasisa basuka beyihluzisile sibili bayibona ukuthi into elengqondo silwezi beyenza ibe ngumthetho noma ibe yibhenefiti for bona or bazicabangela bona bodwa ngoba sizokuthiwa bapasise ukuthi bona njengamalunga ephalamende bangathenga izimoto ngaphandle kwelizwe ezemali elingana ne-$60,000 sibuye simangale ngoba sizokuthiwa imali abayiholayo incane bayakhala ngeholo labo bathi lincane kakhulu so lo mthetho uzobanceda kanjani makuwukuthi bona umholo wabo vele umncane ulingana ne-$2,000 or $200 so umthetho lo usuwupase njani vele ekuqaleni
Salubonani, salubonani basakazi baka Studio 7. Okhuluma uJay Moyo. Hayi lapha basakazi ngile ngihlupho la. Hayi kunini nithumele ama audio. Ayikho le audio M1 esabaka. Angazi olokhu inamba leyo elisayisebenzisi mna lokhu ngirekhode entweni engasebenzi. Hayi ngiyacela limphumele egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani.
Salubonani, salubonani. Ku Studio 7. Basakazi bethu nonke ku-Studio 7 nabalaleli be-Studio 7 okhulumayo ke lapha ngumdala uKhumalo nelana eGoli bakwethu bengithanda ke namhla ukuthi ngiphawule ngalokho okukhulunywa ngabahlaziyi ababheka ukuthi kungani abantu bengayivota bethi abantu abasafuni ukuvota abantu sebakhala ngokuvota ngibona lokho akulona iqiniso iqiniso ukuthi bona abahlaziyi lana abekho on the ground ebantwini. Akukho lula baba bobaba labomama ukulungisisa izincwadi eZimbabwe kusukela nje encwadini zokuzalwa kusiya kuma birth certificate kusiya esichupheni. Akulula, akulula, kunzima kakhulu. Ene ngapha kumele udinge ukudla. Isibonelo ngami nje ngangine birth certificate encane kumele ngishintshele ku birth certificate enkulu kwaze kwadingeka ukuthi ngiye Harare ngiyoyithatha khona. So emuntwini ongenamali zonke lezo nhlelo ukuthi akaza kufinyelela kuyenze yonke leyo nto mbona ukuthi kungaphezu kwamandla. Abantu bayafisa ukuvota kakhulu, that's why ubona kuma-star rallies enziwayo kusiba labantu abaningi kakhulu. Abantu labana abaningi ubuningi babo abarejistanga, bayafisa ukurejista, bayafisa ukuvota, kodwa indlela yokuthi uthole zonke lezo zincwadi akukho lula.
Sanibonani, sanibonani bangani bami, sanibonani hlobo zonke ma-studio 7 abasakazi abahle. Hhayi, ngithi ngigqugquzele lokho engangihlezi ngikhuluma ngakho, ngithi nabantu sihlupheka ngezithupha bangani bami elingelazithupha la mabhedi. Mina engangikhuluma ngithi angilalutho, hhayi, asambeni emnyango wama-ofisi bangani bami, asambeni, asambeni ngobuningi ngohulumeni usecekise kakhulu ukuze imali sikuthole mawamafisi. Asambeni siyothatha izithupha bakwethu. Lami ngikhuluma nje seminaso isithupha, sengingumuntu lami ongangithola ngiphethe isithupha kathesi. Hhayi, yabonga yambonga ukhombethi ithina ngakho kadoda. Hhayi, usebenzile wena osolayo sola asali, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi sondela ubona ukuthi isithupha lebhesi angeke ukuthathe yini. Hhayi, asambeni baphisi, asambeni siyothatha, sondela. Mina ngikhuluma nje ngempela, yini engangikomplena kakhulu impela, ngicela ukuthi ngabe ubaba u-Edin nangakho uyacela, uyasicekisela ukwenzela ukuthi sithole lathini isifanelo. Hhayi, usecekisile bafowethu, ucekisile, ucekisile ikhehle kuqala, kulanto esingayenza bafowethu. Asambeni ngokuningi siyethatha, asambeni sibili lingayisabi, akulalutho. Lamele ngithi maybe kuzaba zima mhlawumbe, siyathatha. Hhayi, ngithethe kahle sibili khona kwikhezi, lami ngithethe kahle impela, sengumuntu ophilayo. Ngiyabonga ama-studio 7 umsakazi wonke abasisakazela wona, abasincedisa ngawo. Ngibonga kakhulu ngokukhulumayo ngupamona ungwenya ngikhonapha ekhezi bona.
Ngiyabingelela kunamhlanje ngiwufoka mafu endaweni yaseNyathi. Ngizothanda ukuphawula nje kancane kule ndaba ethinta i-transport. Uhulumeni kwafuna ukuthi abonelele ukuthi le nto ayenzakalayo ukuthi i-transport kube yinto enzima ukuthi zitholakale, ukuthi abantu bahambe baye emadolobheni lapho abaphanda khona nalapho abasebenza khona. Njalo kube sekufika ukuthi idola litshone phansi livumbuke, litshone phansi livumbuke. Lokho kucaca ukubala nje ukuthi ayikho into ayikwalifaya azoyenza, and le nto izosisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba izihlobo zethu zonke zisiyazama umsebenzi. Abanye bayathengisa but right at the end abanawo umsebenzi total total. Kodwa-ke kunzima khona-ke. Okunye kufanele kwenzeke, siyacela ukuthi amapolisa maweme ukucathanisana nezimoto ezilayitshe abantu. And lokho abantu bakwenziswa indlala esiswini ngoba kuthiwa indlala isusiswele esigangeni, lingele ekhaya liyocela ukudla, linzinze libe umuntu oqondileyo. Lokho kubuhlungu kakhulu ngokuba uma sikukhangela kumanje ama-transport awekho, kodwa laba bantu bamawanda fithi babazamayo ukuthi bathatha abantu bababeke. Ngokwenzeka lokho kade kusenzeka bekuba ngcono kakhulu ngoba abantu they keep on doing their jobs. Nanoma bekuba nzima kodwa bebekhona khona ngalokho okuncane bafake isinkwa etafuleni. In other ways they have to make maybe a plan to create up the space for those people like abasebenzisa izimoto ezincinci ezifana nokuthi zingathi ama-Honda Fit nabo-Granvia nezinye nje iy'moto. They have to ukuthi bazisayine ngaphansi kwenye inkampani. If they can't do that, vele as long as kusasenjalo basezoqhubeka abantu belayisha ngoba indlala yiyona ebenza ukuthi bazibagcine sebesesimeni esikanjalo. It won't be solved without a solution, but the other thing that they have to do, they have to try to make it maybe a figure to them ukuthi bazobafaka ngaphansi kwenye inhlanganiso. So if they can't do that, I don't think ukuthi kusazoba nzima kakhulu. And uhulumeni makayeke ukuhlukumeza abantu, ethumelela amasosha akhe noma amapolisa akhe kuthiwa makaxeshanisa abantu ukuphinjisa indlela. Lokho kuzoba yinto enzima kakhulu ngoba umuntu siyazi ukuthi ngasitraighten asenzeni esenzeni, kodwa ngolunye usuku nathi sizofuna ukwenjulela.
kungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318.